Hawaii flights could go electric as early as next year. A new phase of air travel is taking shape in Hawaii. Los Angeles-based Surfair Mobility, the parent company of Mokulele Airlines, unveiled plans in March that it will be launching electric aircraft in Hawaii, starting with cargo before eventually carrying passengers. That would make the company the first one to offer commercial electric passenger service. Mokulele Airlines currently operates inter-island routes around the Hawaiian Islands, a commuter network that the company said is well-suited for electric flights because of its already existing demand for short routes. In 2025, the airline flew about 36,000 flights and 224,000 passengers over its 10 routes serving 9 airports. The average flight is 51 miles. We're essentially 9 months away from testing an electric cargo plane, and then from there, we're hopefully a year and a half away from flying passengers on the plane, Louis Saint-Cyr, the president of Surfair Mobility, told SFGATE. In March, the company announced a partnership with the aircraft manufacturer Beta Technologies. Surfair Mobility has ordered 25 all-electric, fixed-wing aircraft, with the option to add 75 more. The aircraft takes off and lands like a conventional plane. Later, Surfair Mobility would like to add a vertical takeoff and landing electric aircraft, which looks like a drone, and would be able to land in places where large runways aren't necessary. In Hawaii, the company plans to begin with cargo operations first, then transition to passenger service once the certification is complete. It would be a first for Hawaii, and, if successful, it could become among the first scheduled commercial electric passenger services in the United States. Saint-Cyr said Surfair Mobility is aiming to be an early operator, and that the announcement makes the company the first in the U.S. to say that it will be operating electric cargo planes by the end of the year. As an airline, we are positioning ourselves to be the first mover in this space, he said. The benefits of using an electric aircraft are many. Not only is there a reduction in costs, noise, and environmental impact, he explained, but there's also an increase in reliability and safety. Think of this plane as your electric car, Saint-Cyr said. Electric cars need less maintenance than conventional cars. Electric cars have fewer parts, and fewer parts means there's less chances of breaking down. He said Hawaii is supportive of the plan, as it aligns with the Hawaii Department of Transportation's goals. Hawaii has a very clear sustainability strategy, and it plays out from now until 2045, and they have a vision of having commuter planes within the islands, like Inter-Island, to be all electric. And so if we can help the state to get to that objective, we want to do that. In 2025, Hawaii outlined plans to eliminate emissions by 2045 in a Department of Transportation Energy Security and Waste Reduction Plan. Aviation currently accounts for 2.5% of global greenhouse gas emissions and 23% of emissions in Hawaii, excluding military aviation, the plan stated. As part of the plan to add more electric aircraft, the department's strategies include building airport charging infrastructure. Over time, this shift will help eliminate jet fuel use, reduce aviation emissions, and improve air quality for Hawaii's communities, the plan said. Saint-Cyr sees this as a long-term way forward for Hawaii. One of our shortest flights in Hawaii is, like, 12 minutes, he said. And so, you know, when you're operating flights that are 20 to 35 minutes long, electric aircraft are perfect for that. Editor's note, SFGATE recognizes the importance of diacritical marks in the Hawaiian language. We are unable to use them due to the limitations of our publishing platform.